Hey, it's my privilege. You can be seated, but let me ask Josh Giesler to come up. Josh has been the seminary leader of the RP mission team that's been here. We've been working in the streets and in some of the up in the Cincinnati outlet malls, working with the Daily Vacation Bible School, where in the Kingsgate area where Susan and I live. We've got a student team of girls from Northern Ireland, and you can talk to them afterwards, but they've been a great help to us. But Josh has been the leader of the team, and we're really thankful to have him here. And now he's going to bring you a message on the conventicles. King Charles.
King Charles I was executed by the English Parliament in 1649. Early in 1650, the Scottish Parliament sent commissioners to the continent to confer with Charles II on the basis of the covenants. Charles II sailed from Scotland and landed on June 16th, 1650, but not until after he had subscribed to the Solemn League and Covenant. On January 1st, 1651, Charles II was crowned King of Scotland at Scone. This is the coronation oath which he swore. I, Charles, King of Britain, France, and Ireland, do assert and declare my solemn oath in the presence of Almighty God, the Searcher of Hearts, my allowance and approbation of this National Covenant and Solemn League and Covenant, above written, and faithfully oblige myself to prosecute the ends thereof in my station and calling, and that I for myself and successors shall consent and agree to all acts of Parliament in joining National Covenant and Solemn League and Covenant, and fully establishing Presbyterial government, the Directory of Worship, Confession of Faith, Catechisms, and the Kingdom of Scotland as they are approved by the General Assemblies of this Kirk and Parliaments of this Kingdom, and that I shall give my royal assent to acts or ordinances of Parliament passed or to be passed, and joining the same in my other dominions, and that I shall observe these in my own practice and family, and shall never make opposition to any of these, or endeavor any change thereof. However, shortly after his coronation, King Charles ordered copies of the covenants to be burned by the hangman outside St. Giles Kirk in Edinburgh, and ordered that those who adhere to the covenants to be tried for treason. The restoration of Charles II marked the end of the Church of Scotland as a covenanted church. It was now the beginning of the covenanters' history as a dissenting group, distinct from the judicatories of the Church of Scotland as by law established. True Presbyterianism could be practiced only in dissenting conventicles and unofficial society meetings. On August 13th, 1670, an act against conventicles was issued by the Scots Parliament. A conventicle was a field meeting organized by ministers who had been thrown out of the churches and manses, and they were growing in number. Attendance could be enormous, and the government was concerned that they were becoming a hotbed of revolutionary ideas. The act declared that any minister who organized such a meeting was liable to be executed. If someone captured a covenanter and handed him over to the authorities, he would receive 500 Scottish merks. Even if a minister was killed, then the person responsible would be guaranteed safety. Those who attended the conventicles could be expected to be fined or locked up in jail indefinitely. If a conventicle was held in a house or barn, as many were in those days, the property owner could be fined. And should the meeting take place within a burg, then the magistrates could expect a fine. Conventicles had taken place for some time before this act was passed. In the 1660s, a number of meetings had taken place throughout Ayrshire, such as Galsamere, in July 1665. A warrant was issued on January 25th, 1666, against a number of ministers who had officiated at these services. The first conventicle to take place in the borders occurred in 1672 at Pilmere, a year later in Berwickshire. The Reverend Gabriel Semple was probably the first minister to organize steel meetings. He was ousted from his church in Kirkpatrick, Durham, in 1662. Forced to leave his manse, he moved in with John Nielsen, the local laird at Corsock Castle. Semple held meetings at first in the great hall of the castle, but soon it was too small for the numbers attending. He moved into the castle garden, then into the surrounding woods and fields. Nielsen was reported to Sir James Turner by the local curate, and he was fined £100. He was later imprisoned in Kirk Gudbright Tolbooth. When he was released, soldiers were billeted in his castle. Nielsen was expected to pay for their keep. His wife, Mary MacLellan, and their six children were forced to leave the castle. The soldiers plundered from both Nielsen and his tenants. The followers of the Covenanters were willing to risk the fines and sentences in order to hear the preachers. Thousands of Covenanter children were taken to these meetings where they were baptized by these ministers. At the Holy Lynn on the Garple Burn in Galloway, Reverend Thomas Verner baptized 36 children in one service. Communion was also dispensed at a number of conventicles, and these services were some of the most popular. The first conventicles to dispense communion appear to have been taken place in 1674. One was held that year at Allenbank, near Edrum in the Borders. John Blackadder and John Welsh preached to around 3,200 people, many of whom partook in communion. A large communion conventicle was held in August of 1678 in Craigdale Hill, at which point the Reverends Welsh, Warner, Cameron, Riddle, and Kidd took part. The service lasted 2 days, and 7,000 are said to have attended. 600 armed men were posted around the site to warn of attack from government soldiers. Reverend William Bache was a noted field preacher. At one of his conventicles, held at Blue Cairn in 1676, almost 4,000 people turned up to hear him preach. This was a tremendously large group considering the size of the villages at that time. The first conventicle to be attended by armed Covenanters appears to be the one held at Hill of Beath in the parish of Dunfermline Fife on June 18, 1670. The Reverend John Blackard and the Reverend John Dixon officiated. During the sermon, armed soldiers came upon the Covenanters. A few Covenanters had come with arms, and when the lieutenant of the soldiers withdrew his staff, the armed Covenanters advanced on him with pistols. Blackadder intervened, and soldiers felt it was prudent to withdraw and to make a report. They compiled a list of those attending, and many Covenanters were fined or even banished for taking part. Not all conventicles were held in open moors. City and town dwellers often organized meetings within their homes to which friends and acquaintances were invited. The magistrates of Glasgow were requested to suppress meetings in the city in February of 1672. Covenanters were most likely to be captured or executed on their way to and from conventicles. The fact that they were away from home and probably had Bibles in their possession was enough for the authorities to justify fining or executing them, often killing them right where they were found.